This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The railways have approved projects worth over 1,200 crore rupees to upgrade its communication infrastructure and expand the Kavach automatic train protection system across multiple zones. The Railway Ministry said the projects aim to strengthen the railway network through advanced fibre communication systems and enhanced safety mechanisms. Referring to safety measures, the Ministry said Kavach 4.0, the indigenously developed collision avoidance system, will be deployed on 548 kilometres of high traffic routes across Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Karnataka at a cost of over 300 crore rupees. It said the system is designed to prevent train collisions by automatically applying brakes in critical situations and will enhance operational safety on busy corridors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh on Saturday. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. Designed as a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net-zero emissions facility, integrating energy-efficient systems and environmentally responsible practices. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to France starting today to participate in the G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting with partner countries. External Affairs Ministry said Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts on the sidelines of the G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting at Abbe des Vaux de Seychelles. Fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi suffered a legal setback after the High Court of Justice, King's Bench Division in London, rejected his petition seeking to reopen proceedings against his extradition order to India. The application to reopen the case was filed on the basis of the Bhandari judgment, a ruling delivered by a UK High Court in the case of defence middleman Sanjay Bhandari. In that matter, Bhandari had argued that he could face torture if extradited to India, and the court had declined his extradition on humanitarian grounds. United Nations UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the ongoing West Asia conflict is disproportionately affecting the poorest and the most vulnerable populations, calling for an immediate end to the war and a renewed push for diplomacy. In a post on social media, Guterres said the humanitarian consequences of the conflict are being borne by civilians who have no role in the conflict. He added that shockwaves of the conflict in West Asia are falling the hardest on those who bear no responsibility, the poorest and the most vulnerable. The UN chief stressed that diplomacy and adherence to international law are the only viable solutions to the crisis. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping has been rescheduled to the 14th-15th of May in Beijing. The meeting was originally postponed due to U.S. military operations in Iran. President Trump, in a post on Truth Social, said he and First Lady Melania will also host President Xi and Madame Peng in Washington later this year, calling the visits historic and monumental. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt confirmed the rescheduling, noting that President Xi understood the need for President Trump to remain in the U.S. during ongoing military operations. In Bangladesh, at least 18 people have been confirmed dead after a passenger bus carrying dozens plunged into the Padma River at Dolatia Ferry Terminal in Rajbari District in a tragic accident. The incident occurred around 5:15 p.m. on Wednesday at Dolatia Ghat No. 3 in Goalanda Upazila when the Dhaka-bound bus lost control. Ram Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today, marking the birth anniversary of Maryada Purushottam Bhagwan Shri Ram. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Ram Navami. In a message, President Murmu said the epic life journey of Lord Ram guides us to follow the path of truth, justice and virtue for a meaningful life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today sought blessings of Ma Mahagauri and offered his salutations. In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, India's men's team will begin their campaign with a high-voltage clash against Pakistan in Malé today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.